Okay, this is chapter 11. As in chapter 10, we're going to abbreviate somewhat here, as this chapter is rather lengthy. It's 9 pages long. It starts at page 46, and it ends on page 54. It's entitled, Other Functions. Now again, we ask that a sighted person work with you, because there's lots of charts in here, and of course that would be very useful in interpretation. Let's go to page 46 in your manual. Page 46. It covers the set mode and how to go about doing that. Just briefly, remember that the up and down arrows select the desired item, and the function key is the number 8 key, and the volume control serves a dual function to select values. It's marked VOL. That's the knob on top, the handy-talkie. The description continues on the next page, on 47, and on 48. Over on page 49, they have something called the initial set mode. And this is accessed to at power on. It allows you to seldom change settings. And this way you can customize the transceiver to suit your preference and operating style. So there's a few conditions here to be met. You turn the power switch on at near the top of the handy-talkie while holding down the up and down arrows. In other words, you hold down both up and down arrows and then turn the power on. It's a two-handed operation. Then you push the up or down arrows to select the desired item, and you rotate the VOL knob to the condition or value you want. And then to exit, you push the pound symbol, and that does that. Mentioned are a few other features like key touch beep. If you don't want to hear that irritating beep when you're touching the keys, you can turn the beep signal off. The default value is with the beep on, however. That helps. There's a timeout timer. If the transmission is held too long, the timeout timer will turn the transceiver off. And it's on a ratio of 1 to 30 minutes. There is a squelch delay control to be set, a DTMF speed, a dial assignment, and a display type. We talked about auto repeater in another chapter. And there's also an auto power off. If you should forget to turn the transceiver off, it can be programmed to automatically turn off after a specified period with a beep when no keys are performed. You can set it for various values, 30 minutes, 1 hour, and 2 hours. And that can be specified. You can set that up on the receiver or on the transceiver itself, I should say. There's a lockout feature. Selects the lockout type. We talked about that in another chapter. We won't go through that. There is a contrast level to the liquid crystal display. LCD means liquid crystal display. Then there's a power save option. It selects the duty cycle, and it shuts the transceiver off, the handheld unit off, when you're not using it. And then there is a tuning speed acceleration. The tuning speed acceleration automatically speeds up the tuning speed when pushing and holding the up or down arrows or rotating the volume control rapidly. Then they have something called a mic simple mode. This item turns the microphone simple mode on and off. It's used to change function assignments for keys in the optional HM75A remote control speaker microphone. And they refer you to a chart. The chart is shown on page 53, page 53. And finally, on the last page here, page 54, they talk about resetting the central processing unit. That is the brain or the computer within the handy-talkie. The CPU reset. The function display may occasionally display erroneous information. That is, when first applying power. This may be caused by, externally by static electricity or other factors. If this problem occurs, turn the power off. After waiting a few seconds, turn the power on again. And if the problem persists, perform a CPU reset operation as follows. And here's how. While holding down the SQL and the D key, turn the power on. And there's a caution here. Resetting the CPU returns all the program contents to their default settings. So that is something you want to be very careful in doing. You don't want to be resetting that CPU too often. Okay, well, I hope this little dissertation has been helpful to you. This is my first experience with recording for the Courage Center, and I welcome any comments from you. Did I read too fast or too slow, or was most of it of value to you, or was it of little value to you? I'd like to know, too. So I would hope that you could communicate with me through your friends there at the Courage Center. I can be reached by several methods. Telephone is area code 906-337-2542, or by email, whiskey8foxtrotwhiskeygolf, that's W8FWG, at ARRL.net. That's a reflector. They call that a reflector because anyone, any ham who knows my call sign, W8FWG, and with the appending at ARRL.net means the transmission goes to them first and then it loops back right here to my own internet service provider in Calumet, Michigan. I live in Lorium, which is just a small town of maybe 900 people, and it is adjacent to Calumet, Michigan. We're up in the northern part of the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. In fact, we're on a little peninsula of land that juts out into Lake Superior. Canada is just across the lake from us, and Thunder Bay, Ontario is possibly, I'd say about 70 miles from here. So we're right near the Canadian border. So we get the same kind of nasty snowfall that you folks get in the Minneapolis area. I'm sure you're all familiar with that. Average snowfall here runs 200 to 300 inches per year. One of my other hobbies is working with the National Weather Service. I am called a cooperative observer, and I send in daily reports using packet radio, and then I keep a log sheet here of the daily maximum minimums, I guess they call that climatology, of temperature and precipitation for our area. I've been a ham for 53 years. I'm not bragging or complaining about it, but today is my anniversary, and I just finished the project for the Radio Hams in Minneapolis, the Courage Center group, and I was very happy to be able to take part in something like this. So thanks again for alerting me. Forgive me for the minor mistakes. I hope they're minor that I made during the completion of this thing. I wanted to complete it tonight, and it is completed on my 53rd anniversary in ham radio. Something to remember. Thanks for listening, and we will be in touch with you again. This is George Turner, Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Whiskey Golf in Lorium, Michigan, saying 73 and good luck.